Chris, you run a very successful company in EA Analytics, and you've got a product called Vendor Lead Engine. Tell the people at home what that is all about.
Vendor Lead Engine is about driving cold leads to a landing page and converting them into a warm lead. And when I say warm, I mean something that's showed an interest in the value of their property in an agent's area.
So what's different to Vendor Lead Engine compared to other online valuation models?
Okay, so other online valuation models are just a part of the engine. We actually use an online valuation model just like the others, but it's only a part of the engine, right? So to make that work, if you put, for example, we would take a standard valuation tool, right, and put that on an agent's website, and we think, yeah, oh, that's brilliant.
Because there's a few out there in the market.
Yeah, there's loads. And most of my clients have used them in the past and had literally no response. And the reason for that is, the first question I ask is, well, how many visitors do you have to your website a week? I don't know. And that's a valid response. Most people don't know.
No.
Okay, and the problem there is if you've not got many people coming to your website in the first place, the tool itself can't convert anybody.
Of course it can't.
You need to have the traffic to convert, right? And that's what Vendor Lead Engine does. It drives the traffic to the tool, okay, and then converts them into the lead. And then what we do from there is we nurture them via an email marketing sequence until they become a lead, a client.
So really, in layman's terms, other valuation online valuation models is just the engine, but you're providing the funnel to drive people to it.
The petrol.
And you're also providing a follow-up system afterwards to ensure that those that don't put their details in are captured 1 month, 2 months, 3 months down the line.
Okay,
or however long.
Yeah, let's clarify that point. So one, if they put their details in,
yes,
they will receive a series of emails, okay, that will try and nurture them into an appointment. If they don't put their details in, we have Facebook tracking on there and Google tracking.
And you do all that for them?
We do that, yeah. We don't set up your Google account. We'd expect you to have one. We'd expect you to have a Facebook
account. I think most people, even my dog's got one. So,
right, there you go. So yeah, we can put that tracking on there. And at any time, this is a part we don't do, but we can help you with. You can serve branded adverts.
Yes.
See, up until that point, what we found is that unbranded stuff works best.
Of course it does. No one cares about your brand.
Exactly.
We haven't got brands like Virgin or Apple. Even Foxton's isn't that good.
Yeah. What we found is, and this is the honest truth and it's the harsh truth, is that as soon as people see an advert, if we try to drive traffic with an advert from an estate agent,
yes,
there's a lot less conversion.
Interesting.
Okay? When we drive it from a human being, a person, the conversion is much, much higher. So we do it from a person to a generic landing page, and then the first time they know it's an estate agent is the first email that they receive.
And you're doing all this for the agents?
Yeah, we do it, we manage it.
One-stop shop,
yeah.
So go through, so obviously if they put their details through, you've got their email address and you tickle them. Talk to me about the ones that you don't get the email address for.
Okay, so
a bit more detail.
Yeah, so what
you were talking about this Facebook.
Yeah. So basically, with the Facebook tracking and the Google tracking, you can then serve what's called retargeted ads. So adverts that you say to Facebook, right? Everyone that's visited that web page, the landing page, show them this advert, and that can be branded.
Yes.
And actually, the lead will probably not put two and two together that they visited that landing page, and now they're seeing an advert from Bradshaw's estate agents or whoever, right? And that's really where the magic happens, is in the retargeting, because you're retargeting hot people that have visited your landing page to start with.
Do you have some form of numbers that you could throw out there that an average person using the Vendor Lead Engine will get?
Yeah, sure. So on average, we deliver around about 150 leads, cold leads. 150 leads a month.
A month? I thought you were going to say a year then.
No, a month on a £5 a day Facebook ad spend.
It's not bad, is it?
Not bad at all. I mean, you want more? Just put more into your advertising. That's the beauty of Vendor Lead Engine. There's scalable, measurable results. Okay? You know, we've got the leads, we've got the stats, and if you want more, you just put more into your advertising.
Because one thing that we both agree on when it comes to Facebook advertising is probably, don't mention the name of your agency, but just bang on about your town. I'm a firm believer in taking photographs of road signs of the town and putting them as on the adverts, because people say, oh, I live in Norbury, or I live in Southwood, or
I
know you advocate that as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Why do you think that's important?
Because people can associate with it. You know, it's about them rather than about you. And that's what people want to read about. You know, they want to read about their area, their house, themselves, rather than read about your cheap fee, your cheap service, and how many properties you sold last week.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Quite interesting.
Okay, if anyone wants to know any more details, then there's a link to Chris's website in the YouTube channel below. I'm not being paid a penny commission, although I bloody well should be. But this is just, I like to do videos of people who I find interesting that will help estate agents out there in the country. And I really think you need to speak to this guy.
Thank you,
Chris. And you can buy us a beer next time.
We'll do.
Thanks.